It was the very first time in the town of Devon that the Treaty 6 Day was celebrated. The event was scheduled outside, but it was moved into the Dale Fraser Arena as the clouds rolled in and it rained. Treaty 6 was first signed on August 23rd in 1876. A Treaty 6 flag flies proudly in front of the town hall, which is half hour southwest of Edmonton. Mitch Wincentalo is the Indigenous Engagement, Cultural and Inclusion Coordinator for the town of Devon. He said the planning and getting sponsors started just a month ago. He says he hopes events like this will bring people together so we can all work together towards a common goal, towards reconciliation and building relationships with First Nations people.
We know that we have a responsibility to that treaty relationship, and so this event coming together, it just is one small step towards us strengthening that treaty relationship and that education within the region.
Ray Ralph is the mayor of Devon. Since he became mayor 4 years ago, he made a commitment to himself that he would build relationships with the nearby First Nations, Enoch Cree Nation and Bobtail. Mayor Ralph says his town stepped up to help their neighbors when the pandemic hit. He asked Enoch what they needed and helped them to get supplies.
For me, it's really important to recognize and build a relationship and continue moving forward. There's so much opportunity with, you know, to work with economic development, working with our different First Nations groups. You know, when, for example, when COVID hit, first thing I did is I contacted Enoch and said, do you need any supplies? Because you know what? We have access to it as a municipality, which you might not have. So, you know, I had our administration order a whole bunch of different supplies for them, what they needed, and then I delivered it, right? So, and that's what we need to do. That is just part of building relationships and friendships.
Mayor Ralph adds,
every municipality should be doing this. It's difficult, yes, but there's always a way. We found the way to do it. You know, there's resources out there if the municipalities really want to do it. And I believe we're doing it for the right reasons. We're not checking a box. That's not our intention at all. And we're genuine when we talk about reconciliation and creating our relationships. That is genuine. That comes from the heart. And it comes from my heart as well. It's very, very supportive. And, you know, as I say, it's really important to me personally too.
The one-day events sparked a lot of interest in the town of Devon. There were a lot of non-Indigenous people there in the arena. Elder Larry Cutarm says that people do not need to have fear of First Nations people and start thinking differently if reconciliation is to happen.
To understand us a little better and like we're not all bad all the time, you know, and it's like we're friendly people, and we're not hostile anymore, you know. It's we settled down, we grew up, you know. A lot of all this with all the discrimination happening in our country right now, it's something. It's a good event to where you can learn about the past and how it is today and how it's going to be in the future.
He adds that it's a good sign that the mayor put this up for the people to come and listen to this event. Powwow, teepees, everything is here if they want to learn about us. Corporal Holly Porterfield is from the local Musquechese RCMP detachment. She and the three team members that are there at the event are still learning about the First Nations culture and are looking forward in making connections.
I think with everything we've been learning about our history, especially in the very recent past here, it's very important for us to be coming out to be learning more about history. As an RCMP officer, the organization I work for has a great part in that history, and we definitely want to move forward in a much better way than perhaps it was in the past. But we're still also learning a lot about that stuff. But I think it's important to be building those bridges and making those connections with those that we police and the communities that we work in.
Shelley Schiller is from the Alexander First Nation and was at the event to check it out. She is happy to have an event like this.
And I'm really enjoying the event. A lot of talented artists here and a lot of great information on treaty. Devon's did a really good job trying to connect with the First Nations and engaging and building that relationship.
The Treaty 6 Day had two teepees set up, vendors, displays, and sessions to help people understand about treaties in the Dale Fraser Arena. The event ran until 8 p.m. and included powwow dancers, a hoop dancer, and a round dance to close the evening. For Windspeaker Radio, I'm Balika Kamakateo.